Hi, it's Erica Chaisson here with Celeb Connect. I'm really excited about our podcast guest today. It's Mr. Ron Lovett, who's a very successful entrepreneur, and we could talk here for hours, but we only have 15 minutes. Side note, he is one of the co-founders of Celeb Connect, and we're going to be focusing mainly on his business, Connolly Owens. Ron is an HR designer. So they design HR from recruitment to company culture. Thanks for joining us today, Ron.
Hey, Erica.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
So yeah, Ron, so we know each other pretty well. And we used to spend lots of time together, but I haven't seen you very much lately, and I miss you. Let's start there.
So should we start with love letters? How do you want to do this? I miss you. I miss working with you, too.
You have so much experience as an entrepreneur with different businesses and different industries, but let's talk a little bit about Connolly Owens.
Yeah, sure. Connolly Owens is a company that I started after exiting the security business for 15 years. I was in the private, as you know, the private security guarding business. And it really hit me, you know, because I think one of the biggest challenges as an entrepreneur in some cases, when you exit, is what do I do next? You know, what am I going to do next? And there's this anxiety around, is this the skill I knew? And so I have to stay in that lane. And for me, that was security. And then there's this, there's this feeling of excitement around, wow, I can almost do anything. It's like being at a buffet on steroids, you know? Anyhow, long story short, when I looked at what we did in the private security industry, and I think why we had a successful company with offices across the country and 1,500 plus staff and a successful exit, wasn't that we were these security experts. I was clear about that. It wasn't that we were absolutely the best at security. What was clear to me was what we did a great job at was creating a really strong culture behind a really strong purpose. And I think that's tough to do in the private security industry. I think cleaning and security are two very challenging industries. And so I just kind of went through this and thought, like, how did we do that? And kind of drew out my journey and thought, wow, this is not just a neat story, which we told in our book, Outrageous Empowerment, which was released just over a year ago, which tells that story. But to me, the obvious thing was that companies are really challenged with doing that same thing. People are the biggest challenge that we have. And I think I truly believe that if you're going to win in business, you better have better people than your competitors. And we were able to really screen for great people in a tough industry at low wage and high turnover. So we were able to screen, onboard, get these people loving the business, converting them into passionate stakeholders that cared about the company, and kind of beat the competitors by doing that. And so we Connolly Owens has systemized that. And we also, you know, we call it HR by design. Every company's different. Every company's unique. We don't believe in a screening technology. So we're really out there telling companies, look, take your recruiting back, take your culture back. Don't outsource any of this. Allow us to support you, educate you, and help you design a successful human resources plan.
I know you've said before, giving employees their brains back. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah. So giving their brains back, especially in the security industry, there's a lot of bureaucracy. There's a lot of bottlenecks through the org chart, you know, so layer after layer after layer. And typically, especially in security, people are told what to do and when to do it. And they have to check the policy and procedure manual. Well, it became really clear to me that we weren't going to beat the competitors through that. We weren't allowing people to use their brains. And there was a speaker that said one time, look, if you know, rules are for children, which are policies, procedures. And so if you want your employees to act like children, then go ahead and give them a whole bunch of rules, being policies and procedures. Through my kind of entrepreneurial journey, long story short, it was a combination of hearing someone talk about this decision-making process and another entrepreneur that dumped policies and procedures. So I just kind of mashed these two together to think, look, we should at least, if we're going to get rid of policies and procedures, we should have guidelines. And so we built this decision-making process, three easy steps. If you were anyone from the COO of the company to a part-time security guard, You'd ask yourself three questions. Is what you're about to do the right thing for the customer, right thing for our business based on our purpose of changing the industry and our core values? And were you willing to be accountable? And so that allowed us to give people their brains back. They could finally make decisions. They could make mistakes. They could set new precedents for the company. So it wasn't just about people making mistakes and us taking that as an opportunity to train people and educate them. But a lot of times people made better decisions than we would as leaders and owners. And we'd say, oh my God, so-and-so just figure out how to solve this problem better than we've ever seen it before. We would celebrate. And we would create a new standard. That would be the new standard for the company. And so we call it giving them the brains back, allowing people, giving them the autonomy and the freedom to make decisions, going with a very simple or backed up with a very simple process.
Now, I have another question because I saw recently, Connelly Owens, you guys did a recruitment, I guess, hiring someone for the company. And you did it in a very unique, different way. And I noticed that one of the things was that you can have as much vacation time as you want because you're completely results driven. Is that something you would recommend for every business?
So, yeah, look, it took me a long time. And sometimes I forget that there's this big journey, you know, from unlimited vacation results driven to where we came from. So a few things. It was trial and error and we took our time. So it's not like I just went into the office one day and said, it's unlimited vacation now. Let's be results driven. Because if I had tried that, say, 7 years ago, I think it would have been a big fail. Mm-hmm. So we really had to take our time. I mean, even when we started, it was, hey, everybody, anybody interested in working from home for a half day? Let's draw straws. Like, it started like that. But I will say that culturally, as we changed, as we really defined our culture and our values, then we were ready to really unleash this. And so, yeah, we got to a place that finally we were able to say, it's unlimited vacation. We are results driven. Why do we care if you work from California or at the office? It doesn't matter. If you hit results, what we expect and agree to, then the rest is irrelevant. And so today in all the businesses from, you know, we were a mature company with 2,000 staff across the country, just under. Today I'm in two startups and we run with the same methodology. The hiring process is one we designed. We wanted to kind of say, look, let's put our money where our mouth is. We don't just want to talk about this and then we wouldn't do it internally. So we did that. We went to market. Can you hear my son crying in the background?
I can, but you know what? It's the real life of an entrepreneur. It's totally fine.
So we wanted to do that because I wanted to kind of showcase a few things. One, that you can design a process that not just that can eliminate candidates. So it shortlists candidates with the process, not through you spending all your time. Because everyone's biggest complaint is time. I don't have time to go to market. I don't have time to review resumes. So why don't you build a process that screens out people? That's one thing we believe. Two is get a return on investment with your time. And so I don't know if you saw the application, call for applications, Erica, but one of the things we said is come and do research around two of the global competitors in the same space that we're in and present to us which is the best competitor and why. And some people are like, well, that's crazy. But it's because we're still new to the space and we're focused on our business. We haven't done enough research on the global competitors because our clients, we're going after global clients. So our competitor could be in New Zealand. We could have one in China. And so we wanted to educate ourselves. And so we thought, why not get a return on investment in our time? And the third thing we did is we built a process that through the process, it would emulate what the job was going to be. So they had to, you know, come in. We didn't tell them who to talk to. You weren't allowed to. We didn't say, oh, call this person to set up a meeting. You had to essentially research people at our company, find someone to call. It'd come in, pick up a book, read an entire book, research our competitors, come in, pitch us on our competitors. If you got through that stage, then you had to come back and we would screen you for our culture. And, you know, it was neat because Sean, who's your partner and as you know, a dear friend of mine, we weren't sure on the attribute of grit. I mean, that's the other thing is this screening process screens for the attributes that drive success in the role and the attributes which drive success in culture. So if one of your, you know, if the success of the role was great customer service, the attributes empathy. So we would screen for empathy. And so anyways, what we weren't sure about was if this person possessed grit, because we only had three applicants start to go through the process and eliminated everybody else. this whole thing only took us a few hours. Anyhow, I called the candidate on a Thursday. This is a week after the interview. And I said, look, we loved your interview, loved everything, but we aren't sure about grit. She's like trying to explain, oh, no, I've got grit. I can do this. I said, look, you can say this all day long. Are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? And she said, what do you mean? I said, are you up for a test? She's like, yeah, okay. And I said, there's a comedian, I didn't say he's a friend, Sean Majumder, in town doing a show. Go get his autograph. And if you get it, then we can talk. And she's like, so we sent her off to go get Sean's autograph. Sure enough, you know, she had got to Sean's hotel by putting a book in his room with a little note. So Sean sent me a note. He's like, what is this? Do you want me to sign this? Like, this book showed up my room from this Heather McGregor person. I'm like, oh my God, she got in his room. I hadn't talked to Sean. I didn't know where you were staying. So long story short, I said, don't sign it. Tell her to go away. And if she'll tell her she really wants to get your signature, she'll have to come to your show. So we created another barrier. And then I told him what was going on. And I said, I'll tell you what, if she shows up, then she's got grit. And if she shows up, Sean, then hire her and film the thing. So this ends with her being hired by Sean. That's how she got the job. So I'll share that, and that'd be cool for your viewers to kind of watch that whole process.
That is awesome. And I have to say, a little crazy. I love it. I don't know if anyone else has done that. I don't know.
I have never seen it before, but it works.
You know, I'm guessing you probably wouldn't, you know, suggest that exact process for every company out there. But the idea of, you know, making sure you find somebody who actually fits all of the attributes that you're looking for as part of the recruitment. And then I love the culture piece too, that, you know, getting them in there and then having them love where they work. And of course, they're going to be more productive and happier, and it's going to be a better culture.
We wouldn't suggest that specific process because that process worked for our company, right? There'd be a different process for Celeb Connect, a different for Emera, a different one for Google. And what when I say HR by design, we would go in, we uncover all the things about the role, the culture, what they're looking for, and we would design one for that company.
Very cool. So Ron, there's been so much great information here. How can people find Connelly Owens?
So our website, ConnellyOwens.com. I'll share a few links that maybe you can share with your folks that watch the podcast. And so, yeah, online. And I, of course, I'd encourage people that are interested in impacting their culture to read the book Outrageous Empowerment.
So is there any, you know what, I'd like to end, Ron, with, is there a final message you'd like to leave people with in terms of culture, recruitment, or anything that you've learned about entrepreneurship or just anything that people need to know?
I mean, I'll start off by saying, I think the biggest missed opportunity by companies are how you onboard staff. I mean, most onboarding is, okay, welcome to the company, Erica, fill out this boring paperwork. And here's some training that you're going to do in the occupational health and safety training. And here's a few courses. But there's nothing about the company you joined. You know, I had an entrepreneur say to me one time that most people have these parties for when people leave their businesses, not these welcome parties when people join, right? And so we think that the onboarding has to be celebratory. It's got to be huge. You have to make an impact where someone says, wow, I made the right decision. And then the biggest missed opportunity, back to what I said earlier, is making sure that you talk at a high level on how, on what your company story is. That's missed. What is your company story? Where did it start? You know, you've got a unique story of how it started. You came in, bought my shares, continue on with Sean, growing the business to new levels on your own. I mean, it's an incredible story. That story needs to be told. The story about the purpose of the company, why it exists, the values of the company, and then most importantly, how this person participates. So how, as I, as a new employee, how do I participate? How do I help you with your vision? How do I connect with that story? How do I live those values? That is hugely missed.
I think that's a really cool message and definitely one we have not heard before. So thanks so much for joining us, Ron. Really appreciate it. And I super miss you. See you soon.
Okay, congrats. See you now. Ciao.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.